I am sure that most of you will know exactly what I mean if I say that toddlers aren't afraid of anything. When one of my wee boys come running towards me with a closed fist, I immediately hold my breath. Because the last time that happened, I was very excitedly handed a huge spider. And neither of the boys were very excited with my reaction. But holding on to a live spider is not much fun if you're not a toddler. But in a sense, this makes me grateful that we're not living in Africa anymore. Because just the thought of all the insects and lizards they could lay their hands on there already makes me shiver. Talking about lizards, one of the most amazing creatures I have ever came across is a chameleon. All of you probably know that a chameleon is a lizard that changes color. If it sits on a green leaf, it becomes green. If it sits on a brown rock, it becomes brown. A chameleon blends in with its surroundings perfectly in order to become invisible to its enemies. It's a method of camouflage. It's a matter of survival, really, because if the chameleon's enemies can't see it, it means that it will stay safe and alive. In a sense, I think that we as Christians sometimes act like chameleons. We do our best to blend in with our surroundings. We do whatever the groups we're a part of expect us to do, even though sometimes deep down we know that that isn't right. We try to disappear into the background and to not stand out at all, because that is the easiest way to survive. It's much easier to just be one of them. Easier? Yes. But right? No. Christians are not supposed to take on the character of the sinful world, because Christ made us new people. And that is something we celebrate when we have a baptism. We are supposed to stand out, to be different, to bring people closer to God, and not to be a stumbling block for our brothers and sisters in faith. And this is exactly what the Apostle Paul refers to in his letter to the Corinthians. Corinth was a world-renowned, wealthy city. It had a big harbor, and in a sense, it was the gateway to the rest of the world, which meant that lots of different people with different backgrounds and different faiths all made this city their home. The Christians were by far the minority, and the lifestyle of the people around them didn't make it very easy for them to live out their faith, particularly because not that long ago, most of them were part of those people who felt that they could do anything and everything they wanted to do. Now, in those days, they didn't have something like butcheries. The custom was to slaughter animals in the idol temples, while at the same time, this meat was then sacrificed to the idols. The priests who worked in these temples took some of the meat for themselves, and then the rest of the meat they took to the marketplace to sell it to all the other people. There was no other place where meat could be purchased from, which meant that if you wanted to eat meat, it would mean that you would have to accept the fact that this meat has been sacrificed to an idol earlier. The Christians in Corinth were now disagreeing about whether it was right or wrong to eat such meat, and Paul tried to help them resolve this issue. He said that since all of them knew that there was only one God and that the idols didn't really exist, it meant absolutely nothing to eat these meat that were sacrificed to the idols, and that nobody can in any way be harmed by eating this meat, because the idols doesn't really exist. But, and with this but, Paul reminded them that being a Christian means that you are not supposed to be a stumbling block. But what if eating meat that was sacrificed to an idol reminds someone of their life before Christ and makes them fall back into a wrong way of living? Is there nothing wrong with eating such meat then? Paul left it up to the Corinthians to decide for themselves. But he said that if he knows that eating meat will make his brother or sister fall into sin, he himself will never eat meat again. And that would be a very trying thing to do in a world where the word vegetarian not even existed. But Paul would rather give up his own pleasure than causing someone else's fall. It is just so much easier to conform than it is to stand up for what is right. It's so much easier to satisfy your own needs than it is to look out for the needs of others. But the fact that it is easier does not mean that it is right. We have different issues from the people who lived in Corinth many, many years ago. But the same principles apply to us today if we are in a situation we do not know how to handle. And this principle is to never be a stumbling block, to always act out of love for our fellow Christians, even if we don't really know them or we don't like them that much. We are supposed to build people up, to encourage them, and to pick them up when they fall. We can never be the cause of somebody losing their way, because that is the direct opposite of what it means to be a Christian. And we have to always do this, even if that means that we have to give up something we really love, because not a single thing that's important to us can be more important than obeying God. I know this sounds radical, but what is not radical about being a new person in Christ? Jesus gave up his life for us. Compared to that, no sacrifices we ever have to make can be too big, especially since we don't have to do it on our own, because we have God's Spirit to guide us and even carry us when we need it. May God give you, Connor and Liesl, the courage to stand out and make wise decisions in your upbringing of Willow, because if she grows up in a home filled with love and Christian values, it will be easy for her too to make the right decisions when she grows older. Let's not be like chameleons. Let's rather be like fireflies, people who not only stand out in our surroundings, but also show others the way to go. Amen.